page of there is that it's on the page that there is dialogue at the post, but we're not going to deal with that subject. We're going to talk about the true danger of leaving the post. We touched on it early in this particular series on faith, but we didn't go very deep into it. Last night, God gave us a good jolt and a good reminder. Kurt called it a very good reminder, and it was an awakening reminder to how to really get to the post and what the experience at the post would do. And he opened our eyes again through Proverbs 8. And then we looked at the case study, a little bit of the case study of Zacchaeus again, to actually see it in action. And tonight the Lord wants to talk to us about a danger. There is a tremendous danger from leaving this way. We looked at the verse on in Proverbs 8, and we looked at verse 32, and we kind of paused there for a minute last night. I'm going to pick up there. It says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep," that's the key word there, "blessed are they that keep my ways." It says in verse 33, "Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and obtaineth favor of the Lord." And in verse 36, this is our danger scripture here. "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." I think everyone that has been under this teaching has had the ups and downs of the post experience. I think we all have. I know I certainly have. I've had ups and downs. I have yet to perfect being able to say that I do on a daily basis encounter God. And I believe God is to be encountered every day in so many different ways. I believe that there is a post encounter for every day. I believe there's more than one that already is, that already is made available to us. I believe, honestly, it could be an Adam situation where God walks with you in the cool of the day. And just if your ear is there and that's what you're looking for, I believe God would be willing to give it in every area. If there's an area of your life that you're just having a hard time ironing out and coming into the righteousness of God about it, I believe God would be willing to talk to you as much as you need to. He's our Father. He's not a mystical spirit or a robot no, he's our Father. And he has every characteristic of a good father. He said, if your earthly father gives you good gifts, how much more would your heavenly Father give unto you?
Amen.
And he said also this, he said that the Lord, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to him freely, and he won't judge you for what you're asking. And so he's willing to freely give us all of the insight that we need. And so there is a post experience for us all. And as God has taught us about this experience, it's also opened up a realm of danger. There is a place of danger behind you hearing this rhema. There is a place that does open up that can be really catastrophic, and it really can be kind of lonesome. And I think all of us have touched this place, and then all of a sudden we get a new rhema, and we would somehow spin out of it by the rhema we got, and we would sustain again, and then we'd fall back into the same exact danger again. There's been ups and downs about this. I think if I can speak freely, I'll speak for myself at least. And it says, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." In verse 32 through 35, it clearly reveals life at the post. It does reveal to us the authentic way of living by faith. Verse 36, on the other hand, reveals the dangers of having discovered it, but yet not living by it. It says, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And I was sitting with the Lord this morning, early about one something this morning. He woke me up early to come in. And boy, did he really, really sneak up on me with this one. And he showed me something I really needed to hear. First of all, when we sin, it means miss the goal or path of right and duty. We miss the goal or we miss the path which is right and which is a part of our duty. We miss it. That's what sinning means. And it really made me understand something. It really made me understand that what I'm doing, it says, he that sinneth against me. Against who? Against the one you find at the post. Against, I would have to say, the entire experience there. When we miss the path of how to fellowship there and how to really, really imbibe with what God is saying, how to receive instruction. When we miss the path, when we don't do, as we've learned so much in a few segments of this, a few messages of this series, when we're not doing what we've learned, we're sinning against him. We're sinning against the process. We're sinning against the post experience. We're sinning against the Lord because we're not doing it the way that he taught us. And so when we miss the path, that's what he's talking about. And then what happens is, he says, by missing it, we wrong our own soul. Mm-hmm. Now, the word wrong, and I love that. He didn't say you're wronging me. He really said you're wronging yourself. You wrong, which means to maltreat. Watch this, guys. We maltreat. And I looked up the word maltreat, and there's many definitions, but the strongest one that stood out to me meant to torture. So when we miss the path, we begin to torture our own soul. And the chief definition of soul, yeah, it means mind, it means will and emotion, but it really is talking about your true self. It's talking, the real chief definition of soul in the Hebrew is self. So here's your breakdown. When we miss the path, we torture ourselves. It's like torturing ourselves because we begin then when we miss the path, we don't just miss the path, but we begin to, my goodness, try to figure out how to find him again. And it almost feels like torture. If anybody's been there, just say amen.
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 When we leave what we've learned, it feels like torture. And it's like we're seeking him all over again. And it's like we really are torturing ourselves. Not only are we torturing our the increase of deliverance or the increase of our salvation, the increase of our success, everything's being like tortured because now we can't find him like we used to, like we did, like we've had experiences from time and time again. Now it's becoming like torture because it's like we become ignorant.
It's true.
We're wronging ourselves. You want to know why? It goes back up to verse 32. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways.
My ways.
You're keeping my ways. When you stop safeguarding and protecting what you've learned, you go into a place where you begin. It's torture unto yourself. You're torturing yourself. All of your aspirations are now under torture. All of the breakthroughs that you thought you were about to experience because of what you're learning at the post and what you've been feeling at the post, now everything's on standstill. Not only is everything on standstill, you don't even know how to get back there. Why? Because you sinned against him. You sinned against him, but you wronged yourself. How did you sin against him? You left what you learned. You left what he's been teaching. There is a I can't call it a downside, but there is a danger side of not really going through to the post and experiencing it the way that he's been teaching us about the exchange of temperament, about hearing instruction, which is just simply discipline to better you in any area that he's looking at in your life. And when you get back into the mundane way of living as a Christian, you're wronging your own soul. You get back into the old way of doing things, you're wronging your soul. You're torturing yourself. And it's crazy because the answers are right there in front of you of how to get there. Let me show you how simple it was when Jesus said it here. Let me read you the note. So when we miss the way, and I'll show you what Jesus said and how simple it was when he talked to Thomas. When we miss the way or the path, we end up torturing ourselves. The torture is actually having a sense of how to find salvation and success, but not able to actualize it. It's crazy. It is really like torture. You have a sense of what to do, but for some reason now, the enemy comes in and starts to oppress it and starts to blind you from how to really actualize. Paul said it like this, that which I want to do, I can't do. That which I don't want to do, I find myself doing. You're kind of in a place that you know what to do, but can't do it because you've wronged. It almost goes hand in hand with grieve not, quench not, or frustrate not. Mm-hmm. Kind of comes from there. It stems kind of out of there. But if this one kind of, it happens because you're not respecting the post experience. You're not respecting the word in which you've heard. Neither are you keeping it.
Process.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
The process.
You're not keeping the process.
Mm-hmm.
You're not keeping the process. And this is, listen, guys, this is the process of authentic faith living.
Amen.
This ain't no process of works. This is a process of how to put on the authenticity of Christ. We go to make an exchange. We go to lift up our logos and get into rhema. We're going to make an exchange of carnality to his spirituality. This isn't works. But oh my gosh, how the flesh, when it begins to feel that, and when you begin to try to figure things out by the flesh, it becomes torture to your soul because you're never going to figure it out because you already have the answer. Let me show you how plain Jesus made it in just a second. Watch this. It's going to bless you. So for some reason, after learning the way to the authentic faith life, if we veer from it, it truly is like torture begins. We lose our sense of direction in the spirit. Listen, this is how Jesus said it right here. This is going to bless your socks off. Real simple. Jesus talking to Thomas. And in John chapter 14, verses 4-6, it says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Listen to what Thomas says. This is like us at the post when we haven't kept the way. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? That's like us. When we stop doing what we've learned.
Wow.
How do I do this? Where am I going?
Wow.
I don't know where you are, but he said, I'll be at the post. He said, you'll always find me daily here. Wait for me. I'm coming. Where? At the post. Where's the post? The place of my temperament. Where do I find that? In the rhema word. The way you know. Where I've gone, you know. Jesus makes it real plain in the next verse. He says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now watch this. Here's what the word way means. This is what he's trying to say. You know the way, but what happens when you leave the way or don't protect the way, your soul begins to get under a place of torture. And it makes you feel distorted that you don't know the way. But I'm here to tell you right now, everybody on this line, let this be a lift for you. The way doesn't change.
Amen.
He's still the way. He's still the truth. And he's still the light. The way to him did not change.
Yeah.
It's still the same way. Just because you're under torture, my God, hear me. Just because you feel like you can't find the way didn't change.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus.
The word way, and this is why it really, really couples nicely with what we're dealing with. The word way means a course of conduct. It means a way or manner of thinking, feeling, and deciding.
Wow.
It speaks to us about temperament. I am the way.
That's good.
It didn't change. Jesus was like, Thomas, what are you, crazy? Dude, you've been with me all this time. Don't you know I am the way?
That's good.
I am the truth. I am. And what did he say at the post? He that findeth me findeth life. I am the life. How'd I get the life? Because I came by the way. His course of conduct, his manner of thinking, his way of feeling, his way of deciding. So when you feel that you've drifted, I need you to have this downloaded in your spirit. This is about training now. This is still about training for the post, this life at the post, not just an experience, but life here. I need you downloading this. I need you imbibing it, that when things get dark and bleak around you, the way didn't change. It's still by his course of conduct. It's still by his manner of thinking.
Amen.
It's still by how he feels about it. It's still the way he would decide on it. It doesn't change. So when you feel yourself in this place of danger, where you can't find the way, hear me again, it didn't change.
Blessed God.
Here it is. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Here's the way. Watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. The way never changes. And what we experience at the post is nothing other than Jesus and the Father. We get both by the one who verifies and justifies both of them, the Holy Spirit. The experience at the post is the Father and the Son. And Jesus, I believe he says it to us like this. So let me just read this note to you and I'll go down to it. We can only get to the place of manifestation by his course of conduct and his manner of thinking. So the place of torture is how we rack our brains on how to merely reach him. That's the torture part. We're racking our brains. We're trying to find out, what in the world do I do? What in the world do I do? What does, oh my God, all this word and I don't know what to do. No, calm down. You wronged yourself is what you did. Now you're feeling the torture of it.
Wow.
Quit yourself. Stand up. Mm. Hold that. Hold it. The way didn't change.
And Lord.
The torture is you trying to figure out how, and he already told you how. Like he told, same thing he did to Thomas. How would we know, Lord, whither thou goest? And how would we know the way? He's like, wait, what? First, he told us, the way you know and where I'm at, you know. How would we know that? Thomas, I am the way. The same one you've been following all this time in my earthly ministry, it hasn't changed, Thomas. And it ain't going to change. All right, watch this, okay? And I'm about to close out. So the torment is when we rack our brains about how to reach him again. Thomas was told the very same thing. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Holy Ghost note continued. That's why verse 32 stresses, blessed are they that keep, meaning guard and protect my ways. Once you tap into the truth about the post, there is, listen, hear this, you in a gang now. You're in the gang. You in like what they used to call Zulu Nation. Once you join this gang, only way out is death. You in the gang. Once you hear about the post and you hear the truth about the authentic faith life like we have, there is no looking back and there is no going back. You will live the rest of your days in torture if you try to reach him another way. You may not call it post-experience. You may not, but the fact of the matter is you're going to have to put on Christ in order to live the authentic faith life. And we've learned it through just the wording of the post and what the post really breaks down and means. So I'm not telling you that this one rhema is the only rhema there. No, it will be a rhema that points to the same exact truth, that reveals this same exact thing.
Amen.
It's going to be by Jesus. I am the way, I am the truth, and I will produce and show you that I am the life. Same thing we've learned. So now, so there's no looking back and no going back. It's authentic faith and the authentic way we are to live with our God. Hallelujah. It's nothing short of God's fellowship with Adam in the Garden of Eden. It's that real. It's the same. It's the same. So now, the full post experience wants to go from word to works. Jesus said over here to Thomas, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me just show you what the tag is on that, and then I'm closing. He said in John 14:10, this is old store. I thought about Kurt when I read this. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The post experience presents the Son and the Father. It presents both. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to what? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why do I need to reach the Father? Because my Father will do the works that we're discussing here at the post. My Father will finish these things. My Father will manifest. My Father, he's the husbandman. He's the vine dresser. He's the one that brings manifestation and endorses manifestation after he sees that you and I have had a conversation. He then comes in to do the works of that conversation. Yeah. All of this is coming from him. I'm here to talk to you about it at the post. So the way, the truth, I am the way. Where? To the Father. Why? So he can do the works in you. Hallelujah. But the way doesn't change.
Amen.
So if you're under any type of duress, hear me. Reflect back to your notes on this that once gave you the charge of how to get here. And go. You're back in the race. Amen. That fast. But there is, I'm telling you now, there is a place where you can fall into a place of torture. You can fall into a place of really being despondent and really confused, trying to figure out how to have an experience. And I like what Erica said, I'm not going to try to do it anymore. I'm just going to let it happen. That's it.
Amen.
Let it happen through the word you've been under.
Amen.
Let it happen. Oh, man, he had a ball with me last night. He sent me to two pseudo scriptures. It's two pseudo scriptures. I'm like, why do you have me here? And he burned me. He said, why do you always need me to send you to a scripture? I said, Lord, what would you? I always talk to him like this. And I said, Lord, what would you have me read? Where do you want me to go? What do you want to say? And he sent me to two scriptures that didn't move my spirit. I sat and waited, and there was nothing. And you know what I did? And this is the honest truth. I got up and I said, you know what? Let me get up and go to my Father's house. This is what I said to myself. I said, I'll go where I know. Proverbs 8. That's where you were talking to me earlier. And I went to Proverbs 8, and my goodness, he picked up in the conversation, and he said, this is the danger. He said, this is the danger. This is what you felt at times. The torture of not being able to find me. And then he began to discuss to me, the way doesn't change. But the torture you feel of trying to find me, it happens because you sinned against me. You walked away from what I taught you. And you tormented yourself because you left what I said. And that was my post experience. What am I saying? It's always available. It's always ready for you in the now word. It's always ready to, he'll expand from there. And he saw me and said, you don't need to ask me where you want to, where I want you to turn it. He said, just turn it to what we've been talking about and I'll guide you from there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'll guide, I'll add to you from there. To him that hath shall more be given. What is he giving more to? What you already have. Yes. To him that hath shall more be given. What's more being given? It's being given to what you already have. Just stay in what you have. And the way is discovered.
Amen.
And that concludes from last night, guys. Amen. That concludes. I will go into this study on Sunday, and we will talk about on Sunday the dialogue that we find at the post. And it's going to give you more training, and both of us more training on what we can do and the freedom that we really have while we're there at the post. But there's a certain level of freedom that we can get into. There's a dialogue that we can actually get into while we're there. And it's tremendous. It is absolutely tremendous. It's not just him giving instruction, but then you begin to speak your peace and what you have on your chest, so to speak, or what might be concerning you without anxieties or fear, but what you want to see him do. And then you'll begin to tap into that. And as you tap into that, you'll see the full post experience come and it will bless you. But tonight, your takeaway should have been the danger of torturing your own soul, of coming into torture because of you wronging, you sinning against him, meaning you leaving the path of what you've been learning. You can't do that. This whole thing is about discipleship. Everything we learned is about discipline and instruction. Everything. He's just smooth with it. That's all. Everything we are under is discipline and instruction. It's not harsh. It's not harsh at all. No. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. So I hope this is a pick-me-up for you guys. I hope it brings some clarity to you on it. So now you discovered the real danger behind it. Anybody have a comment they would like to add concerning what you heard? I pray it helped you. I know it was the right word at the right time for all of us because he's giving us a more delicate and more, how can I say, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a more delicate training here. I want to use the word accurate. It's more simplistic, more down to earth, if you will, but it's really a help. Anyone want to make a comment before I close out in prayer?
Hey, Apostle.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that this is truly confirmation for me. Last, I would say, couple of weeks or even months, you know, he's been telling me about not doing what I've learned. And I'll be specific in terms of Rhema three times a day. I may do once, I may do twice, but not three times. Mm-hmm. And that's what he taught us to do.
Yeah.
That was supposed to bring the manifestation. He even brought up continuing to pray over the vineyards and things that we were supposed to be doing that we learned. Come on. And I have not been doing it, but yet expecting the manifestation. Mm. And to come back and, you know, hear, okay, do what we learned at the post. It's just confirmation of all the things. He's really got me going back over all the things that we've learned since I've been here. And amen. That are not being implemented and get back to it, be disciplined and adamant about doing those things. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Amen, Cap. Amen. And I thank you for your openness to that. And it's amazing. Listen, you know, we've talked about it one-on-one. The enemy's only going to oppress what God is saying. If God ain't saying it, he's going to let it be free in your soul. He's only going to try to steal, kill, and destroy the truth. Yes. And that's what we feel at times. And that comes with the territory. And when we allow that, when we don't keep the way in the way that we've learned, we allow that to happen. We wrong ourselves. We sin against God because he's taught us the way. Yeah. and we lose the path. But then the person that's really suffering for it is self.
Yes.
It's always self. God's not suffering because we're not doing. He's trying to teach us this so we don't have to suffer. So we don't have to not win and really prosper. That's what this is all about. And I thank you again, Cap, for your openness and your honesty. That's on point. That really is. And listen, I don't know about anybody, but this became really, really personal for me because I have, even in all the rhema that I've got and all that I've experienced with God, there are times I feel that torture. There are times where I'm like, well, I say, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you, God?
True.
And there are times that I try, that my own intellect gets into trying to figure out what I can do to better position myself to feel him. I do that. In all of what, in all in being your apostle and being your pastor and your teacher, and listen, I still go through those times where I feel alone and that he's kind of abandoned me. And he didn't. I abandoned what I learned. He's waiting at that gate. He's waiting there. And so I was blessed when he hit me at 1 a.m. earlier this morning. I was blessed when he got with me. And I'm like, man, that was good. You got me. I wasn't expecting that. I can't blame you when I don't feel you any longer. I can't say, come on, what is it, man? I know I'm not perfect, but come on, where are you? He's like, I'm right in the same place that you left me.
Yeah.
I haven't moved. I still am the way. I still am the truth, and I'm still the life. Hey, amen. Amen, Cap. Anybody else want to say anything? Amen. I heard this from Sister Wanda. First, I hear from Elder Allison that is so true. And then Wanda comes in. Sister Wanda comes in and says, wow, it's no more life as usual. I can't go back to the way it used to be. And that is the absolute truth. It's the absolute truth. The Bible says the truth that you hear is where you shall abide. That is your new dwelling place. It's in the truth you're hearing. And that's where we live. We live in the rhema. How can we ever go back? Amen. Amen, Wanda. Amen. No, there is no way back to it. That's why I don't know how some people, I don't know how they do it. I'm not saying many people have left the ministry. Many people have for their own reasons. But I just pray they just never leave the rhema. I could never, Lord Jesus. I could never go back to that Christianity the way that I used to know it before this life.
Amen.
I agree with Peter. I believe it was Peter that said, where else can I go? Mm-hmm. It is you that has the words of eternal life. I'm not leaving your word.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back. And this is what the Lord is saying here, that when I'm teaching you guys different things, I need you to implement. Good word, Cap. I need you to implement what you've been learning. I need you to keep it. I need you to guard it. I believe we learned that first over in Mark 4, that we were to keep and guard and protect the very word we have. You think the devil's coming to pick your pocket and take your money?
Well,
No. What picks your pocket and takes your money is when the word is stolen from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing tangible at first. Oh, he doesn't come for your health. No. He has to get to the word first, then get to your health. Yeah. We got to keep what we've learned. We've got to guard it. We've got to implement it. I like that. Implement it. Amen. Anyone else? Because I finished kind of early. Anyone else want to say anything else? Amen. Amen. Can anyone concur or has anyone felt the torture of not being able to find him when the way was right in front of you?
Yes.
Anybody felt that? Okay. Amen, Elder Allison. Yeah, no, I know I have too, boy. It is like a torture. Yeah, it really is. Yep. I don't like that feeling at all. And I never want it again. Amen. All right. So if that's everything for everybody, no other comments or questions, I just pray it blessed you again. I pray that it enlightened you and opened your eyes. And so if you're ever feeling that place of torment or torture, not being able to find him, the way didn't change. Oh, nothing changed. It's the same as the way you heard it before. All right. Now, if you're going to give, you can give tonight. You can cash app the True Gospel Men's, or you can sow your seed online as well. The online banking is truegospelmens@aol.com. If you are going to cash app, look for the logo, the True Gospel Ministries logo, and then you sow from there. Would you please, Elder Donna, pray us out for us tonight, please?
Amen. We just bless you this evening. We thank you for the word you have given us, Lord God. We thank you because you were so mindful of us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your word this evening. I love you, Lord, and we praise you. We're asking you, Lord, not to allow us to walk in the danger area, that we will stay in your way, that we will keep your way and live, Lord God, for that's the plan you have for us.
Yes,
Jesus. And we thank you. We're asking you to be in every home, Lord Jesus, this evening. Yes, keep us safe, Lord God, and every one of our family members as well, Lord Jesus. Continue to be with us. Continue to protect us and keep us. We thank you, Lord, for the word this evening. We thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We pour right back in to Apostle Todd, Lord God.
Yes.
For every bit of virtue right back into him, Lord Jesus, that he poured out unto us tonight, Lord God, giving us your utterance, Lord, and help us to be doers and not hearers only. Give us the will and the do. And we thank you for it even right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, love you, family. God bless you guys. And I look forward to hearing you guys on Sunday. Be blessed and get ready for Sunday. It's going to be a good study for us. It's going to be an excellent study. And it's going to free you to talk to your God at the post. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you all.
God bless.